5.10.
Part 2. When George arrived at Singapore, he found a telegram waiting for him.
Quite understand. Don't worry. Love, Mabel.
My God, I believe she's following me,
he said. He checked the passenger list of the next ship on its way to Singapore, and sure enough, her name was on it. There was not a moment to lose. He jumped on the first train to Bangkok, but he was uneasy. She would have no difficulty in finding out that he had gone to Bangkok. Fortunately, there was a French boat sailing the next day for Saigon. He took it. At Saigon, he would be safe. It would never occur to her that he had gone there. It was 5 days' journey from Bangkok to Saigon, and the boat was dirty, crowded, and uncomfortable. He was glad to arrive and went straight to the hotel. A telegram was immediately handed to him. It contained only two words.
Love, Mabel.
He started to tremble.
When is the next boat for Hong Kong?
He asked. He sailed to Hong Kong, but was afraid to stay there. Then he went to Manila, and from there he went on to Shanghai. Shanghai made him feel nervous. Every time he went out of the hotel, he expected to run straight into Mabel's arms. No, Shanghai would never do. The only thing was to go to Yokohama. At the Grand Hotel in Yokohama, a telegram awaited him.
So sorry I missed you at Manila. Love, Mabel.
Where was she now? He went back to Shanghai. This time he went straight to the club and asked if he had received any telegrams. One was handed to him.
Arriving soon. Love, Mabel.